Rock and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Welcome for the penultimate time this season to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's a big one, isn't it? Exciting afternoon we had.
I do start to feel slightly emotional towards the end of the season, obviously because of Forest, but also because I love doing this every week, and then the thought of not doing it over the summer, you're just like,
yeah.
Oh man, what?
Yeah. We have a couple of months off, but then we'll be back again.
Back in August.
God willing, we'll be back again, doing it all over again.
But also, season. God willing, Forest will be back in the... We'll still be in the Premier League.
Let's hope so. We should know more next week, shouldn't we?
Yes.
Hopefully this time next week.
Oh, the next time we do this podcast, we
relaxing.
Can guarantee... Oh, man.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
We'll be in, like, our beachwear with cans of lilt and shades.
Yeah.
Hawaiian shirts, Bermuda shorts, flip-flop sliders.
Living it up. Safe in the knowledge that we're not going down.
What do you eat on the beach? You drink cocktails, but what does one eat on the beach?
That's a good point, actually. I suppose, you have the cocktails. I suppose you'd eat fruit, slices of fruit, wouldn't you? A fruit platter.
Fruit salad. But
it's going to get sand in it, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, that's right. Fruit salad and then pizza and chips.
Yes.
Authentic.
That's the typical,
The taste of foreign climes.
Yeah.
Big bag of chips. Today, this podcast is like a bag of chips.
Some unexpected updates today, weren't
there? Some crispy bits, some squidgy bits.
Some live breaking news happened on the show, yeah.
We cover, as you would expect, we cover it all.
We reflect the society within which we live,
Yes.
We're just a mirror to what's going on.
That includes one of our regular listeners who has more stories from his wonderful life.
The Daz is back.
He is indeed. Yeah. Enjoy. We are now officially at the business end of the season.
Yes.
So what's the other end of the season? The charity end?
Sort of, yes, I suppose it is.
The voluntary
shield.
End.
The community shield.
Really
the charitable. Yeah, so it starts with charity, it ends with business.
That's right.
The circle of life, I suppose, and football. Yeah.
So today could decide whether Manchester City win the league, whether Nottingham Forest are safe.
Yes.
Could that be decided today? Or does
much.
Do you have to wait till Monday? I can't figure it out.
I think mathematically it could be, but that's a big ask, isn't it, against Arsenal later on.
It is. Well, let's keep our powder dry, because here to preview a red-hot day of penultimate Premier League business end action.
Oh, yes.
Is our leading business mind, Matt Dyson.
Yes, as Ivan Tony contemplates his first ever guilt-free accumulator of his adult life, let's have a look at the potential ones, twos and crosses in the Premier League this afternoon. The pools panel are primed and ready for the final Saturday of red-hot Premier League action.
Right.
The final day is next Sunday's Goal Fest, of course. Jurgen Klopp is watching from the stands as Liverpool take on Aston Villa. He's been given a touchline ban for bad-mouthing another ref in a season where he seems to have been on a one-man mission to discredit officials. At one point injuring himself as he was in such a rush to bogle in front of a referee's assistant, like an embarrassing uncle at a wedding reception when his team scored. The big tooth Bundesliga winning Buccaneer will be saying farewell to another Liverpool legend with a big dentist bill today, as well as some impressive pearly whites himself. Roberto Firmino even plays his final game at Anfield. Aww. Manchester United meanwhile looking to cement their place in fourth away at Bournemouth. Marcus Rashford is not in the squad after a slight injury and a mystery illness this week. He did appear to be on the United coach when it arrived at Bournemouth, though. Yes, I'm that sad and fancy Premier League obsessed. I did actually watch a video of the players arriving in Bournemouth to make sure. Pathetic, I know. Yes, my sweet infant son, I will make your breakfast shortly. I just need to watch some footballers getting off a bus before the FPL deadline.
Now,
neglectful.
Shut up.
Neglectful.
Now, shut up. Make your own breakfast. Daddy's.
Fulham take on Crystal Palace in Roy Hodgson Derby, two clubs who owe it all to the old guy battling it out for the annual Ray Lewington Cup. Crystal Palace have won 5 of their 8 games since Roy Hodgson was brought back out of retirement, really reinvigorating and reviving the Eagles in a most refreshing way. The other big question this afternoon is, do Wolves like to devour toffee? Lopetegui's already safe side face Deitch's blue noses at Molineux, with Everton hovering just above the drop zone. Wolves could really do Forest a favour ahead of the Tricky Trees crucial game at home to second place Arsenal at 5:30 this evening. The bum time, it is squeaky for sure. So once more, before the final footballing Sabbath next week, let's pray to the God of goals, the Father, the Heung-min Son and the Holy Air Horn. God gave rock and roll football to us, put it in the soul of everyone.
Oh, Dyson! That has to be an omen.
Oh,
it has to be an omen.
Really?
Very little chat about the 5:30 kickoff.
Yes.
How do you feel? Forest, Arsenal, 5:30 today.
Well, I mean, now their race for the title's over. They've got some injuries. There's not going to have been a better time to play them this season. Let's just say that.
So what you're saying? Forest lose 5-0 at home.
Probably.
Brentford still leading 2-1 away at Spurs. There's about 6 or 7 minutes left in that game, Matt Dyson.
A very disappointing end to Spurs' season this will be, won't it, if they don't get anything out of this game?
Absolutely. The only thing to cheer them up will be Forest pumping Arsenal later at half-time.
That will be the only thing. So do you think it's going to happen?
I'm convinced we're going to win, and I just realised that's a stupid thing to say out loud.
It feels like it could happen. And if we do win, it means Man City are champions. They get confirmed. So we, in a way, we're clinching the title
for
them.
We are. Yeah, the thing is, I do like Arsenal, but just not today.
Yes, no. And, you know, we beat them in the FA Cup at home recently. And a couple of years ago, was it? And our home form's amazing.
Twice, actually. We knocked them out of the FA Cup. Yeah. We did lose 5-0 to them earlier in the season.
Yes.
That's tricky.
Let's not forget about that little
that's
bit.
That's a fly in the factual ointment.
There's a few injuries. You know, the title challenge is over. Now, more than any other time, this time.
It's good to be back on the air. Dyson and I have been away for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I got married and went on honeymoon. Ooh.
Yes, you did. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Married man.
Married. I've been off work for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I feel like it's the closest thing in adult life to coming back from the 6 weeks holidays.
Oh, yes.
You know, I've forgotten how
rusty
to work.
Are you rusty?
Rusty and obese. I'm just like, I've got more face than I had a fortnight ago.
Well, honeymoon in Italy will do that, won't it?
Oh, man.
What a
wine
place.
And spaghetti every day.
Oh, lovely. What a lifestyle.
Because you're not going to... The problem is, when you're on holiday, you don't... What's the point in moderating? Not that I went mad, but you just think, well, this is when to do it.
Yeah, you're not going to go home and make some soup, are you, on holiday?
No. Although I did the night we got straight back to making my vegetable soup the moment we got back.
Back on the bouillon, baby.
Have you heard the Scottish phrase? Ild clothes and perridge.
Pardon?
Have you heard that?
Old clothes and porridge. What? So, no, I have not.
After a period of excess, when you have to tighten your belt again.
Oh, you put your old clothes.
Ild clothes and porridge.
So you eat just plain gruel.
Yeah, just sat there in old tracksuits from the
80s. What a great phrase. I love it. I must start using that.
Back to ild clothes and porridge. I'm sure I'm not the only person. Text on 8:12:15 if you're familiar with this.
Is there an English equivalent? I don't know.
It's probably more profane.
Pajamas and salad.
What would the English version be? Just carling and pies. Well, it's great to be back after a couple of weeks off, and we couldn't really come back without talking to one of our favourite listeners who's been in touch, Disaster Daz, who is the accident-prone man with a death wish.
A recurrent character on this show.
Daz, what have you been up to in the last fortnight?
Remember I was telling you about my extension on my bar?
Oh, yes.
Well, we was with my neighbour. We was felting the roof, torching it on with, you know, blowtorch and that. He leaves me for 2 seconds to go. As he's got to the gate to go and get a sandwich, I touched the red hot felt and I rip all the skin off. So I've got a big 30-degree burn on my palm of my hand.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
Like they're doing some other DIY, and I've got a big splinter. I can't find it, but my finger's swollen like a great big Lincolnshire sausage. And I'm just doing the electrics with my neighbour. It's his birthday, and I asked him, "Do you want to come and help me so I can electrocute you?" And I think we've tripped the electrics 4 times in the house at the minute.
No, stay away. Get away, Daz's friend. It's not safe.
Daz, I've got a couple of questions. Firstly, what sandwich did you make go and get?
He went to get a bacon butty and he didn't get me one.
Oh.
And secondly, and I don't mean anything by this, was it your right hand or your left hand that you took the skin off?
Left hand.
Okay. At least there's that.
Yeah.
You stay safe, Daz.
Yeah, cheers. Happy birthday. Can I just say happy birthday to Griff, because it is his birthday as well.
Griff's going to get hit by lightning now. He's gone and cursed him.
All right, boys.
Cheers, Daz. I don't know if you've ever felt like you're a cliche.
Ooh.
If you've ever thought, I've become that guy.
Yeah, many times, yeah.
On holiday, on honeymoon. Mm-hmm. We're out in Venice, right, last week. And obviously at the weekends, you start to think about football scores, don't you?
Yes.
So there's a part of you that you can't say, shall we go to the pub and watch? Do you find an Irish bar and watch the Premier League? But there's part of you that is slightly trying to just nudge the conversation that way. And basically, I ended up going to watch Leeds Newcastle in a pub called the Devil's Forest.
In Venice.
In Venice. I Googled it.
I didn't know that existed, that yeah. something in Venice.
Well, there's Irish pubs everywhere.
Yeah.
But I Googled them and I couldn't tell if they'd be showing the football or not. I found this place called Devil's Forest. And on the website, they're like, oh, we're not a British pub, we're not an Irish pub, we're just a pub, and we show Premier League football and it's friendly and all stuff like this. I was like, this sounds perfect.
Right.
And it's not far. So I was like, oh, you know what, you get ready and I'll go for a stroll. And, I've just walked past this pub I Googled earlier. And,
nice.
Oh, is that Premier League football under the corner? Anyway, so I get in there and they're not showing it. So I said, the websites, we are a friendly, you know.
No, they ain't got BT Sport. Was that it?
Well, I said, you showing the football? He says, it's on. And they were showing Venice. I said, Premier League. Oh, British. I said, yes, please. starts fiddling around with the skybox. I'm going, no. Yeah, up one, down one. Just like it's the Formula One, then it's the tennis.
Is this for the whole pub on a big screen, or is it just?
We've got various screens. Right, okay. No one else is bothered, right? Yeah. And then he goes, sit at that end of the bar. So I'm sat my own on a stool, the furthest part from the telly. I said, can I just bring it round and sit? And he went, no. I said, I'm stuck here now. Like, this is my sort of grand plan. Literally, do you remember for a period of time? And I don't know what caused it. If you were watching football in a pub on the big screen, if anyone used their phone, it would interrupt the signal on the telly.
Oh, yeah.
It was like
basically,
that.
Yeah, that's sort of, like you couldn't do it like there, watching football and in a hospital. You couldn't use your phone.
It was like avoiding my...
Yeah.
It was avoiding my eyes every time I had to order a beer. It was just the most appalling night.
And did you watch the game?
I watched it in full.
Oh,
watched the whole thing. Leeds Newcastle.
Yeah,
with no
game.
Commentary. Wouldn't put the commentary on. Man. And they're just playing like thrash metal in there. Have you ever been to a pub? Because this doesn't feel like... It was like one of those mishmashes. They'd put, like, a sign of Abbey Road, then a picture of a leprechaun, then, like, American biker stuff.
Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah, pick a theme.
What's a lovely romantic thing to do on your honeymoon?
Yeah, do you think that was out of order?
I mean, did Laura, your new wife, did she join you in this place?
She did, yeah, towards the end, yeah.
Was she happy with that? I thought you'd be on a bridge putting a padlock on it or something like that, you know, sailing in a gondola, sipping wine.
We did all that as well.
You're in a rockers pub watching the Leeds game. Unbelievable.
And then he was like, oh, who just bought us that Forest? He was like, oh. And then I said, oh, we need Newcastle. And he just went, I know. I was like, oh, OK. He didn't want to talk to me at all.
He knew all about the bottom of the Premier League table.
Yeah, yeah. Or he said he did, anyway. I just think he didn't like me. But, have you ever done anything like that?
No, I wouldn't do it on a honeymoon. I suppose if you've got a whole week, one day, you're entitled to do something you want to do.
Just a couple of hours in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Lots of other games today, most of them kicking off at 3 o'clock, and not just in the Premier League. There's an early kick-off in the League Two semi-finals, Dyson.
Yes, and it's very exciting, very exciting. Salford against Stockport County, a Manchester derby. It is currently 1-1 on aggregate in the second half of extra time. It could go to penalties.
We've got it on the telly here. It's very exciting in the studio. Now, at 3 o'clock, Carlisle kick-off against Bradford, so who should we support? Text us on 8-12-15. You can also go to @RNRFootball on Twitter. You can vote on a Twitter poll.
Yes, the Twitter poll is live. I've just voted for Carlisle. I quite like Carlisle. Yeah, remember when their goalkeeper scored that famous
Jimmy
goal?
Glass.
Jimmy Glass. For the sake of Jimmy Glass, I want Carlisle to win.
Last kick of the ball of the whole season.
Amazing
kept them in the Football League.
Yeah.
Oh, Notts County got promoted while we're away.
Yes, amazing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Delighted for County.
Yeah, they don't need millionaire investors from Hollywood. They're still going up.
Lovely. Thank God for that. Now, I've been talking about the phrase Eild, Cleves and Peerage. Which very few people seem to be aware of.
Clothes and porridge.
Old clothes and porridge, as in to return to tighten your belt.
And
after
it is Scottish, because it doesn't really sound. It doesn't sound like a Scottish.
I think I'm just saying it in a Scottish. Eild, Cleves and porridge. Wanda's been in touch, said, I ended up cooking carrot soup directly after coming back from holiday.
Yeah.
For my elderly parents and aunt, I felt down all weekend.
Oh,
the problem is when you come back from holiday, you can't keep the holiday going. At some point, you have to return to reality, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to stop. I suppose you're partying all the way, even on the plane, aren't you? Getting your last bits of drink in before you get back home.
I didn't. I went cold turkey before the flight.
Did you? Yeah.
I just thought that's sensible. A day where, yeah.
Yeah, sensible. But
just
now...
sat on the flight and read Prince Harry's autobiography.
Right, did you? Yeah.
It's really good.
Did you enjoy it? Yeah.
I realise this isn't the forum for it. It's a great read.
Is it? Yeah.
It's so good. I mean, well, I realise I'm like a year late.
I've heard
late.
Bits of it, yeah. But yeah. So you're in Team Harry then, yeah?
Well, book wise, I mean,
the royal establishment, though.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying that...
surely you leave that book on his side, don't you? Most people do, wouldn't you say?
Well, I guess so. But it's more just—it's just a really good book. Don't try and like box me in.
I'm not boxing you
are. You're trying to get me in trouble with the establishment. Trying to say I hate the king and our way of life. Trying to make, you know, you can get like executed for being a traitor. What are you trying
Lock
to do to me?
Lock him up in the tower.
Well, or just an afternoon with Disaster Daz off with his head. Goals everywhere, Dyson.
Yeah, we'll get to the Manchester United goals shortly, but the real excitement...
Sounds like you just got to it, actually.
The real excitement, oh, yeah. The real excitement is in Stockport. A Manchester derby, Stockport against Salford. It's huge. So much at stake in the League Two playoff semi-final second leg, where the final whistle is about to go at Edgeley Park. We are on the verge of a penalty shootout. It's 2-2 after extra time. Salford just took the lead, and Nicky Butt was celebrating in the stands because they're all still owned by the class of 92.
That's right.
Salford. Roy Keane was there with him as well.
Seething,
his
by the
old friend. And then Stockport got an equaliser. Another equaliser. So I think the final whistle's just gone. We
that
are going to penalties.
Going to penalties there.
Oh, exciting stuff.
And on the south coast of England, Bournemouth 0. And you hinted at it.
I did. Casemiro has scored for Manchester United. They are 1-0 up already.
In the other semi-final, it's Carlisle against Bradford. We're running a Twitter poll. It's currently 50-50. Yeah. Dyson's going Carlisle, which yes. I understand. It's a picturesque part of the place.
Yeah, lovely place.
Penrith.
On the borders.
The borders, yeah, the Lake District. Yeah. I'm going for Bradford.
Okay. Why?
Because I remember that guy who scored and did the kind of flip. Do you remember that?
Oh.
Was it Peter Beagrie or something?
Peter Beagrie, yeah.
Am
he
I
was
right?
Amazing, wasn't he, Peter Beagrie, yeah.
But I also remember going to Bradford once. I had a great curry there.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I remember walking past a cash converter's that had a samurai sword in the window. I remember just thinking, there's something different about this place.
I like this place.
Yeah.
So, I like its style.
Yeah, so on that basis, does Carlisle have a cash converter with a samurai sword? Well,
I
then,
don't know.
Bradford all the way, pal.
Yeah, great.
Absolute mayhem in the suburbs of Manchester.
Edgeley Park has erupted because Stockport are going to Wembley. Oh, Nicky Butt, Ryan Giggs and the boys have not made it.
Your boys took one hell of a beating.
They took one hell of a beating.
Thrilling.
Stockport have won on penalties. It was very exciting, wasn't it? Salford missed a couple of the early ones and Stockport have gone through on penalties to the final of the League Two playoffs. In the other game, Carlisle against Bradford. Do we have a decision on who we're backing yet in that one? I think it was 50-50 last time we
Hang
checked.
Hang on, let me check. The public say Bradford.
Oh, well...
By 50.4%.
OK, well, in that case, it's bad news because Carlisle have scored. It's one. They're 1-0 up in their playoff semi-final second leg. It's 1-1 on aggregate in that game. So we can have another penalty shootout.
The players taking those penalties... It is funny, at any level... Like, Premier League footballers on the whole look like Premier League footballers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, their
yes.
body and their grooming.
Yeah.
They looked like fourth division footballers.
They really do, don't they?
Half of them look like bouncers.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. In terms of build, they're not as athletic looking, are they?
No, some look a bit pathetic and some just look too heavy.
And they have bad haircuts, generally, as well, from a local barber haircuts, not the high-end Premier League footballer haircuts.
Bad haircuts, bad tattoos, bad physique, but good luck in the final.
And, who are we to talk?
I know, exactly. What am I on about? Anyway, and
another air horn.
Breaking news from this morning.
Unbelievable. A sacking has been issued in the past 10 minutes. Philip Schofield's agreed to step down from this morning with immediate effect.
Wow.
What a big story. It's rock and roll daytime TV. Welcome to the show. We've got all the big sackings covered.
This morning we've gone one down.
Yeah,
wonder who replaced it. Is Dyson in the hot seat to replace Schofield?
I very much doubt it. You could be though, Fordy.
No, I doubt
you could
it.
Be an outside contender. Why not? Give it
an outside contender. Okay.
Well,
not a favourite.
I mean, you've got to presume that the people that have already done it are going to be the favourites.
You've been on there, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
We will bring you that story next. Don't go anywhere. So, Dyson, you were once on This Morning.
Yes.
Will this story put you in the with a chance of being Holly's co-host?
Yes, I've been in the studio. Sure, I mean, surely Dermot's the favourite to take over, you'd imagine.
Dermot Gallagher, the former Premier League referee.
I went on with Pip in his heyday on This Morning. I think it was Fern who was on with Pip back then.
Okay.
I went on to get my liver checked.
Pip?
By Philip Schofield.
You call him Pip?
Well, we used to. We don't call him Pip Schofield anymore.
Artist formerly known as.
The artist formerly known as Pip. I went on to get my liver checked by Dr. Chris. Remember he was from Carlisle, I think, actually, funnily enough. Northeast doctor. He was always on daytime TV.
I remember Dr. Hillary.
No, Dr. Chris was the, yeah.
The older
You'd
guy.
You'd recognise him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, looked a bit like Penfold.
Yes, a little bit, yeah.
Looked like a sort of Lib Dem MP.
He checked my liver, so I was on there to, like, because they checked a few different viewers' livers. Because a friend...
check it live on telly?
Well, they took a sample and then they sent it away and then we got the results live on telly.
Sample of what?
I don't need to go into too much detail. They took it away, they sampled it, they analysed it, it came back. And for years, my Facebook profile picture was just the still image from the show.
Yeah.
And it just said, Matt, 30, binge drinks at weekend. At weekends. That was how I was classified. So there was different types of drinkers there. And I was just there as a 30-year-old binge drinker. And Dr. Chris said, yeah, it's not too bad. Your liver's all right. You could maybe have a month off. That probably heal the damage that's been done.
And did you?
And when I got the results, I went, oh dear. So Dr. Chris, that was my response. Oh, dear. Oh dear, oh dear.
A Chuckle Brothers response.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, almost, yeah, yeah.
And what did your parents say when they saw you on This Morning being shamed for your bad liver?
They were delighted to see me on This Morning. They felt like I'd really made it.
Can we find this footage or photo anywhere?
I'll find the photo somewhere. I've got it somewhere.
Oh, yeah. My word.
But yeah, it was amazing. But yeah, I don't think I'm in the line to take over.
Did Phil or Fern say, Matt, come on now, you've got to stop binge drinking at weekends?
No, well, that's what Dr. Chris said. Just calm down. Every now and again, take a month off.
Just calm. Stop shouting. Okay. You're live on telly. Calm. He's drunk again.
I was
again.
Okay. Comparatively, my liver was fine.
Who else was on then?
There were other people on there. It was a weird feature, to be honest. It was like quite dark.
It's not very pleasant, is it? Just come on and we'll tell you how unhealthy you are.
Yeah, we'll come on and tell you how much you binge drink. And we'll shame you in public. So, yeah.
It's all borderline Jeremy Kyle experience. You were liver shamed.
Philip Schofield was very hands-on. He was like, he's basically the director of the show. He was like calling all the shots, going, right, run the VT, then we'll come to these dodgy livers. And then
get his sample over there now. Don't bring it near me.
He was completely in control of the
damn thing. Was radioactive.
But no longer. He's gone.
That would have been a good Jeremy Kyle thing, like liver results. It was always DNA and Lyme
effects. Yeah.
Matt Dyson's liver results next. Stop binge drinking at weekends, you idiot. Goals galore in the Premier League, a goal in every single game now, Dyson.
Aston Villa are one up at Liverpool. Jacob Ramsey has scored. Wolves are beating Everton 1-0. 1-0.
Neil.
1-0. Hwang Hee-chan has scored. They are beating Everton. Not good news for Everton down the bottom of the table. Very good news for other teams down there around them. And Crystal Palace are 1-0 up in the Roy Hodgson derby against Fulham. I don't know why I said Hodgson then. It's clearly
Hodgson. The place.
I don't know what I'm talking about. And Odson Edouard has scored. Palace 1-0 up at Fulham. Man United still 1-0 up at Bournemouth as well.
Edouard, of course, formerly of Celtic, who are losing 2-1 at home.
Yes.
To St Mirren.
It doesn't matter, does it? They've won the title. They're already on the beach, aren't they, Fordy? That's what they say.
They're already on the beach. You have found that photo.
Oh, yes, I found it, yeah.
You on This Morning. You do look like Seth Rogen back then.
Yes,
you
look better now. Rogen. Yeah, oh, thank you. Yeah,
Matt Dyson, age 30.
What did you say? I've grown into my look.
You've grown into your look. Binge drinks at weekends.
That wasn't good, was it? Yeah.
By the way, you've tweeted that. Your wife has replied.
Oh, yes.
I remember seeing this before our first date and thinking, WTF am I getting myself into? A life of love and laughter.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And she's not regret a second. That's
and also, amazing weekends.
Yes.
That's what you're getting yourself into.
Exactly.
If you could sum yourself up in a sentence, You know, Matt Dyson at 30s, his whole existence was summed up as binge drinks at weekends.
Yeah, it's quite tragic, isn't it, really? But yeah.
Text us on 8-12-15. How would you sum yourself up in a sentence? You know what? I remember when I used to work at a different radio station that would take lots of calls.
Ah, yes.
And on your screen in front of you, you would have the name of the person, where they're from, and they'd talk to the person behind the glass, and it would sum up their argument in a sentence, so you knew what they were going to say.
Yeah.
And I'll change the name of the person, but this was the statement, yeah. And it was, for argument's sake, Sarah in Stockport. And the thing was, I would let a stranger beat my child.
What a way to sum up someone's life.
What
a weird argument she was putting forward as well. Strange.
Sometimes we'll say here, oh, after the song, we'll have a story about someone. Like Disaster Dance. Imagine saying that. Join us after the break. We're joined by Sarah, who let a stranger beat her child.
What?
Whoever's involved in this, stop it, because you're ruining football for everybody.
We've got a VAR review.
Yes, a potential penalty in the Villa-Liverpool game. I don't think the penalty's been given. We're still waiting for confirmation by the looks of it. Still 1-0 to Aston Villa at Anfield, but it looks like there was a foul, potential foul by Mings in the area, potentially a Liverpool penalty. We'll let you know when we get some confirmation.
Now, Napoli, who've won Serie A,
yes.
Their star player, Osimhen, locked himself in a hotel room for 3 days, or got locked in. Have you ever been...
So they wouldn't transfer him out. Yeah,
have you ever been locked in anywhere? Or locked out?
Locked out, no. Not for some time, I don't think. Have you?
I got locked in my auntie's toilet as a kid.
Oh, did you?
We went to Iron Bridge, lovely part of the world.
Love Iron Bridge.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Used to go on school trips there to Iron Bridge.
Telford, Shropshire.
Never been since.
No, same.
I don't really know why it was such a big deal to primary school kids.
That was the world's first Iron Bridge.
It was
we lived in the Midlands.
Iron Bridge.
You know, yeah. That's basically it. Hour and a half drive, stick them on a coach.
Yeah, yeah, something to do, isn't it?
Yeah, getting the Dairy Lee, well, wasn't Lunchables back then, was it? Getting the cheese strings and the rumbongo.
Yes.
Pack them on that hot coach. Don't let them open the windows. Oh,
I loved it. I remember once on one of those hot coaches, I had cheese cobs and the cheese melted in the sandwich.
Nice.
And it was lovely. It was like a cheeseburger without the burger. But it was
great. Like a cheese toastie.
Like a toasty on the road. It was amazing.
Toasty on the road.
Life was great back then.
Oh, it was so good. I remember every school trip I used to get a headache. Going to places like Sudbury Hall.
Right.
Newstead Abbey.
Newstead Abbey, yes.
Traipsing around stately homes as a kid, listening to harpsichords. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, so boring, isn't it? So boring.
But I did once get locked in.
And you got locked in whereabouts at Iron Bridge?
Upstairs toilet, my auntie's house.
Oh, no.
And it was, you know, when you're just used to like a little push across lock. But this was one of those ones where the lock was inside the round handle.
And it was a twisty thing,
I didn't know what was going on.
I hated them,
I panicked and jumped out the window. Obviously the worst option. I could have just waited it out.
Yeah.
But I was panicked.
What floor were we
First up? Floor.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Second floor in America.
Yes,
I scaled the roof and leapt off, came around the back, and then, of course, the bathroom was locked from the inside.
Yeah. So someone had to climb back
up. It was a palaver. They said, why don't you just shout? I said, I did a bit, but I don't want to cause a fuss. As if leaping out of the window was less fuss.
What a day.
So what I'm saying is I sympathise with Napoli striker Osimhen. Yes. I feel like he and I have a deep bond. There seems to be a penalty, by the way, at Craven Cottage.
It appears to be going the way of Fulham. No VAR check. Fulham are currently a goal down at home to Crystal Palace.
It's a goal!
Mitrovic is back from his ban and he's firing on all cylinders. 2-2 now for the angry striker and it's 1-1.
Holly Willoughby has now commented.
Yes. This is the big breaking story on Rock and Roll Football this afternoon, that Schofield has stepped down from ITV's This Morning with immediate effect. He's been there a long time. More than 20 years. And Willoughby has said the sofa won't feel the same without him.
I tell you what, it's nice to have the sofa to yourself, isn't it?
She's
spread out now. She'll have her feet up all week. Sat there eating spicy Watsits.
Yeah, she can have a nap on there.
Yeah, covered in crisp dust, just watching Succession.
It's always nice to have the sofa to yourself.
On daytime telly when they do these sofa shows, they never have an L-shaped one. One of them should be on the end with their feet up. The other one going, you always get the nice bit. How come I'm always down this end with a big dint?
Yeah.
It is a nice sofa, but people are talking about who's going to replace Schofield. Shorster on Twitter has sent us a message saying they should give it to Big Sam until the end of the season. I would love that. Imagine if Big Sam came in on this morning.
He would be
Allardyce and Willoughby.
Not the opposite, but it would be very different tonally, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
What are you mucking about for? Coming up next, we've got people who binge drink at weekends. My kind of people. Matt Dyson, good man. I'm not even sure he sounds like that, does he?
No, well, yeah.
He just looks like he sounds like that.
Northern voice, isn't it?
I'm not even sure. I think he's from the Midlands, isn't he?
Well, he used to manage Notts County when he started out in his career.
All right, I'm Big Sam. Yeah. I like binge drinking at weekends and during the week. Sum your life up in a sentence. Text us on 8-12-15 after Matt Dyson's as binge drinks at weekends.
Oh, so sad.
Oh, my word. Tracy says, mine would be naively and stupidly optimistic.
Wow.
Positives and negatives there.
Yeah, mainly negative, I think. Too trusting for your own good, is that it? Is that what she means? I don't know.
Well, I think she's optimistic.
Yeah, naively.
But naively
though,
and stupidly.
That suggests she's, you know, she's
I think in
a
general, good to be. Good to be positive on the whole.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Mandy says hers would be, well, that could have gone better.
Oh, that's good. Nice.
Yeah, because you're not saying it's gone badly, actually. You're just saying you could have done better, which is a good mindset.
It could always
it?
Be better, couldn't it? Yeah, that's true.
I think... Oh, I'll tell you what we have had here. We've had a message from someone in Iron Bridge.
Oh, yes!
Gareth says, Dyson, you look like Aaron Dingle in that picture of you on This Morning. I'm in the garden at Telford. Having a few sherbets.
Oh, yes.
Sherbets.
He's in Iron Bridge as we speak. I'm not sure which one Aaron Dingle was. Was it that in Emmerdale, Aaron Dingle?
I don't Google it, because I don't know which one he was, but I imagine it's not a compliment. He's Googling it. Oh, no. This is like typing your medical conditions into Google.
Oh, it's all right, actually. You know, he's quite a handsome chap, Aaron
Dingle.
Is he? Yeah.
You sure?
Fictional character in the British soap opera Emmerdale, played by Danny Miller. Yeah, I do look quite similar to him, actually.
Okay.
But this was 15 years ago. 15 years ago, me looked a bit like Aaron Dingle now.
Thing is, you look better at 45 than you did at 30. Imagine if you stopped binge drinking at weekends. What are you going to look like when you're 60?
Oh, it's going to be amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you're like really blossoming late.
Yes. Yeah.
It's great, though, isn't it? Better than the other way around.
I think it is, rather than starting as a... Well, no, starting as a very pretty baby. Yeah, it's useless, isn't it?
Did you?
No, average.
Average baby.
Yeah, average baby. Handsome
this is
60-year-old.
He's a very average baby. Another way to sum up your life in a sentence.
Yeah, there you go.
Currently half-time. No, it's not. What am I talking about?
No, it's not. Second half, so now underway.
What happened there? I'm having a shocker today.
You're so rusty. You've been away for 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Look at you. You've forgotten how to do it.
I've totally just forgot all my tightly honed skills of pushing buttons and speaking out loud.
Normally it's effortless, isn't it? But not today.
You know what it is? That half five kickoff is hanging over me.
Yes, certainly.
Forest Arsenal, half five.
Huge game. Huge game. Everton losing as well, looking pretty good for us at the moment. Everton, I mean, Leicester look almost doomed, don't they?
They've got to be, haven't they?
Surely,
fans have turned on them as well.
Surely.
Forest continues to roar our boys on. Leicester fans singing, you're not fit to wear the shirt.
Oh, it's not nice to see, is it?
Yeah. I mean, I understand why fans get annoyed, but you just think, what are the things... I've actually completely thought myself into the fact that I think Forest are going to beat Arsenal at R5.
Yeah.
We're at home to... We're
stupidly optimistic, isn't it, really, the season they've had, but I just feel like the stars will align for this one game.
What do you think the score's going to be?
I think
go on.
We might win 2-0.
2-0, that sounds good.
I've gone mad because I think it's going to happen.
And obviously we'll come on to Munch of the Day later. But are you planning your evening meal? And
well,
oh, it's the weekend. You're going to binge drink.
I'm going to binge drink at weekends. That's what I do. That's my raison d'etre. So I'll have to do that. I actually don't binge drink at weekends that often these days. You know?
Well, you're
just a few quiet ones will do me.
Quiet ones?
A few quiet pints. That's it. That's about
when you say quiet ones, what does that mean? Do you just drink them in silence? I just imagine you sat there in the corner facing the walls going...
There we go.
That's it. No socialising, then back home.
Having a garlic.
I drink in the library, yeah.
A few quiet... And how many... What is a few quiet ones?
A few quiet ones is like a couple.
But that's just delusional, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not binge drinking in weekends like I used to do back in the glory days.
That's what a binge drinker tells themselves. Just have a couple of quiet ones.
yeah, that's true. Maybe
one in the morning. Dominoes everywhere.
Yeah. No, for Munch of the Day, I think we're having homemade curry for tea tonight. So, yeah, there'll be some of that left over.
I had curry last night.
Did you?
Not homemade.
Oh, okay.
Does that still count?
Yes, it still counts.
Judgy eyes. Okay.
What did you have?
Do you know what? It's one of those curry houses where they don't have the traditional names.
Oh.
So I would only... Murg Mitchie, I think I had. Murg Mitchie.
Didn't they used to play up front for Swans?
Another goal at Craven Cottage.
And it's another goal for Mitrovic. His second of the afternoon has put Fulham 2-1 up in the Roy Hodgson derby. And we have an update from Anfield as well.
Yes, what's happened, Dyson?
Liverpool have been...
denied
by VAR. It looked like Cody Gakpo had scored, but it's been ruled out by the video assistant referee. So it's still Aston Villa 1-0 up at Anfield.
Oh man, the tension. Well, it's good for Forest, isn't it, that Everton are losing? That's basically it.
Yeah, that's all we can really take from this.
And then we need Leeds to lose tomorrow.
Yeah.
Leicester to lose on Monday.
And then we might be...
We could be safe by Monday night.
Oh,
man, imagine being safe. Isn't that just what we all want?
I just want to be safe. Yeah, that sums up our lives, doesn't it? Just want to be safe.
Just want to be safe. And I guess our safety comes at the expense of...
Yes.
Leeds, Everton, Leicester, you know, someone else.
They've had a long run. Leicester and Southampton, they've had a long run in the top flight. It's time for new people to have a go.
Everyone else in that fight has been there longer than we have.
Yes, exactly.
It's our turn.
This is our time.
Don't get in the way of it. I guess our safety has to come at their expense. It's a bit like The Purge. It's like, I don't know if you've seen The Purge films, the dystopian, deeply violent films.
So that's what this Premier League season is like, is it?
Well, it's us or them, is what I'm saying.
Right, okay, so every man and woman for themselves.
Yeah, okay, every Premier League club for itself.
Yeah.
That is the essence of sport, isn't it? You don't say, you go first to score a goal.
The Purge is on.
The Purge is on.
Southampton and Leicester, sorry, but we have to survive.
If there was a Purge...
Yeah.
Well, what would you do? What would your plan be? Would you get involved? Would you get stuck in?
I'd probably go and just like just a bit of looting, probably.
What sort of a bit of light looting?
Somewhere where there's some nice... Yeah, I'd have a quiet pint and some light looting, you know. Somewhere where there's some nice food, you know, and there's like other people have done all this dirty work for me. They've smashed the window. I'll just nip in and grab a sausage roll from Greg's or something like that.
But do you not make yourself then a target?
By getting involved, yeah. Maybe I'm better off just locking myself in the house.
I think so. If you've not seen the films, the premise is that at some point in the near future in America, for one day a year, all crime is legal and you can do whatever you want. And these are very violent, scary films.
Yeah, there's a whole series of them now. What would you do then in this situation?
I don't know why no one does this in the film. I'd leave the country for the day.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
I'd get the hell out of there.
Perfect time for a holiday.
Yeah. I don't want to commit crime and I don't want to get... killed. I mean, it's really that straightforward.
Yes, your annual purge holiday. But you might come back to your house has been ransacked. You know, do you not want to stay there to defend it? That's
no, because I'm not capable of defending it against gangs with tanks and chains and whatnot.
Yeah,
no way.
So, yeah.
I certainly won't go pilfering sausage roll. Like, what's the point in that?
Well, if everyone else is doing it, I might as well get involved. That's all I was thinking. But yeah, so your house is going to be ransacked anyway, so you might as well go and hold
maybe,
it.
Okay. Maybe not. I mean, staying alive.
In some ways, an all-inclusive holiday. Some of them are like The Purge, aren't they?
What? Like just
bedlam. Shoving food and drink down their face.
You know what's funny about the films never really focus on people stealing food. It's always violent crime. It's never anyone just sat like a Pizza Hut raiding the buffet. Oh, that should be the next Purge film.
I hope they do that. They should explore that part.
Yeah, there's more the urge than the purge, isn't it? The purge comes about 6 hours later.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Yes, place your hand on your smart speaker, device or radio and join with me in a summoning now to see who we can get in touch with. A question coming in on the text today from Greg in Blackpool, who wants to know... Jack Grealish's thoughts. Yes, it's going to be good to have Grealish back. We haven't done a seance for a while now, so he wants to know Grealish's thoughts on the coronation and the new King Charles. Is Jack out there?
How you doing?
good, Jack.
Yeah, it's good to be back, you know. Like Pep was saying that, you know, like, it's good to be back, innit? What did you call it? The coronation? What was it?
Coronation.
Cornetto, yeah. Coronation, yeah. Like, I don't mind it. Like, I know it's like some of my mates are like, what's it got to do with me? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I've seen a bit of it. Like, I don't know. What is it, like a mass or something? Like, I don't get it. Like,
they put the new crown on the new king's head.
Yeah, because it's like in a big church, innit? Like, yeah. I went to church a couple of times as a kid, and it's like, a lot of the time, you just like, I just want a bit of wafer. But I didn't... And, like, wine, obviously, that's why the grown-ups go, innit? Yeah. I should go back, actually, but not the night before a game, obviously. But I thought it was, like, the crown looked really heavy.
Heavy as the head.
Yeah, like, I don't think it'd fit over my hair. Yeah. Like, what, I know I'm not like, going to be the king, but if... Like, I don't think I'd get it over my hair. So, like, I don't know if, like, Charles did the same thing. Like, he had to get a skinhead before doing it or something.
Yeah, I don't think his quiff is quite as big as yours. Yeah.
No, because, like, we've done some open-top bus parades and, like, you know, if people just put, like, a Guinness out on your head, like, you're like, even that feels weird. Yeah. So, like, imagine that with, like, loads of crystals in it. But, like, I do like diamonds, like... They're like Swarovski. Like, those ones that, like, Katie Price likes. So I think they're cool. Yeah. But... And then he's got that cane. I was like, he looks like Puff Daddy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't sure what was going on a lot of the time, but a lot of people there, like, it was like a big, like, it was like a wedding, but also like a mass. And then people there, like, I like seeing Prince Harry. He's a geezer, innit? He's a geezer. Everyone knows he's a geezer. I think I'd have a good night out with him, you know.
Party Prince, yeah.
Yeah, I'd take him around, like, Birmingham or somewhere, just like take him down to, like, don't know, where is there, like, the Hippodrome? Yeah. I'll take him in there. But, like, coronations, but I think they're cool, man, because, like, you only get them, like, every 1,000 years or something. So, like, the next one, like, it's like, what's that big thing that, like, comes round every, like, 5,000 years? You can see it in a telescope or something.
Oh, the eclipse, total eclipse, is that what you mean?
What, the song? No, what's the big, like, ball in the sky that's not the sun, that's, like, not the moon, neither?
Like an asteroid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've got a mate called Hayley. Yeah, she used to work in Comet. I think they're named after her.
Big goal in the Premier League.
An equaliser in the Roy Hodgson derby. Crystal Palace scoring late on Joel Ward. It's 2-2 at Craven Cottage at the moment. Also 2-2 is Celtic against St Mirren. Can we have another air horn, please?
Of course you can. You ask nicely.
Thank you for Callum McGregor getting an equaliser for champion Celtic in the Scottish Premiership. That is 2-2 after Celtic were behind in the Women's Super League. Tottenham have just scored against Reading.
Texas on 8-12-15. We are coming towards the end of the show. Let us know what your munch of the day will be tonight. Not a single nil-nil at all today. So match of the day will be a classic tonight. Text us on 8-12-15. What will you be having for your munch of the day, for your dinner? Will it be affected by how your team has done? Obviously for us, we have to wait till 5:30. Yes. Well, 7:30 really to see.
Yeah, we won't know what we're going to be eating.
Got no idea. Just to remind you, by the way, obviously next week is the last weekend of the Premier League season. Mm-hmm. And as you'll know, the final games of the season are all on at the same time on Sunday. Yes. So Rock and Roll Football next week is on Sunday. We'll be here 2 till 6 with a bumper full end-of-season party.
End-of-season
hopefully.
Crisp party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll have a crisp party. Yeah. And we need to... hopefully Forest's Premier League survival is secured by then.
Yes, hopefully. And we'll have the end-of-season awards as well. And,
will we? Yeah. What, for each other? There's only two of us. Okay. Producer Liam as well and Producer Matt. Yeah, only potentially four people who could get an award. Okay. Best host, best co-host, best producer.
Best sub-producer.
Best sub-producer, yeah. Okay. I wonder who's going to win.
Yeah. Find out next week.
Find out next week. The thrilling. These really are the Oscars of the Rock and Roll Football World. Maybe we should do. For listeners, maybe.
Yes. Ah, yes. Good.
Disaster Daz, Wanda, Leroy's cousin.
Leroy's cousin.
They're all up there.
Favourite to win, surely.
Well, there you go. One more left. One more left. One more left. And that is next week, next Sunday. Don't forget.
It's a Sunday special, an extended Rock and Roll Football last game of the season. Goals flying in left, right and centre.
And that could, well, who knows what it will decide. But we will be live on Absolute from 2 till 6. It's a 4-hour epic next Sunday.
We couldn't make the crisp buffet in Hull, sadly, for the end of the show. So we'll just get some crisps in the studio.
Great idea. Yeah. Crisps, lilt, pizza, chips, bit of fruit.
Yeah.
Should we make, what's like a pina colada?
End of season party, that'd be nice.
We should probably drink after the show, we shouldn't start.
Nice pre-mixed pina colada cocktails now, so maybe we'll bring some of them in after the show, yeah.
As someone who binge drinks at weekends, obviously know all the tricks of the trade.
I do.
Oh, folks, thank you for downloading this. Please leave a 5-star written review. Tell all your pals, tell your friends, just tell everyone, and we will see you for the last show of the season next week.
Cheerio.